Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you. Good evening, Pastor.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm well.
Lovely, lovely. We're talking about fathers and sons. You know, the father and son relationships are fluid and are ever-changing. I mean, in the early years, fathers are worshipped as heroes, playing catch and watching sports together. This bigger-than-life status is short-lived as the years fly by. And suddenly, boys becoming of an age, becoming to realize that their dads aren't infallible, and they share some of the shortcomings as well. Now, Pastor, what are some of the unique dynamics of the father and son relationship at its and its evolution from the sons beyond to manhood, boyhood as well as manhood?
Yeah, this is a very important subject. And the father-son relationship, not sure if you are able to hear me well.
I can hear you very well, Pastor. I can hear you clearly.
Wonderful. So the father-son relationship is very important because it actually helps a young man to grow, or a son to grow to become an adult. So this is a very important time, but there are challenges, or there are some dynamics which are very important. That is the relationship between the father and the son. The other thing that we have to note, maybe we'll go back to our text in the book of Proverbs 22, verse 6, which says that train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So the that relationship should exist between the father and the son. And it is the father who must set the pace, I guess, because he has to not just speak words, but rather to act, to live a wholesome life that is making sense to his son. So in other words, the father is setting a blueprint of how the son is going to view the world.
Now, how does a father and son relationship shape a man's character and values?
So the children learn by observation, and as a father, you are like the role model of your son. So the moment you set the right examples, the son definitely will learn by observing what you are doing. So it is critical that as a father you set this early enough, so that as the child grows, you will look at your example to be the model of his life. So in the early years, as the son grows, he will learn from your example. And most of the time, in fact, when the sons are growing up, they will say, I want to be like father. That is when you are setting up a good example.
Yes, Pastor.
Yes, so at the same time, you need also to encourage your son to be a person whom he wants to be. You should show respect, you should show kindness, you should also be there to support the choices that he makes, but at the same time, to give guidance. Maybe what I can say, not sure if you have something to add, but that's how we can try to develop or shape the character of our sons.
Now, what influence does a father have on his son's development, especially also life choices?
So the father... The father is, as well earlier mentioned, that he's a role model. So the father must also observe his son. As the son is growing, he should look into the son's, to the son's behaviors, critically. By that I mean, you as a father should see the traits that your son is developing, and those good traits he must be encouraged, while the other negative traits must be discouraged. So this is done well whereby you as a father are also interested in your son's life, but also you are also trying to show by example of what that son can be. So if the father is involved in the life of his son, then he will really know the changes in the son's life.
What are some of the things a father can teach his son about life and relationships?
Right. I think choices, and that will. So these are the traits that the father will be looking into the son, but also he will be like saying, oh, this is good, or keep it up, or this one, this is not good. So you are there as a guide or someone who is coaching the son.
Now, what are some of the things that the father can teach his son about life and relationships?
As we have said, the father has great impact on the teaching relationships. It is by impressing the importance of good selection of people the son hangs up with. That is, the father should be interested in that. No, who are the friends of my son? That is very important. But not only looking at that, but there are some principles which may also be very important. That is to say, as the son is growing up in the area of relationships, he needs to have a gentle character whereby he can treat people with respect, with dignity, and also can appreciate whatever the good thing that the people are doing. So that gentleness must be promoted. As the son is growing, he should also remember to respect the father, just as the fifth commandment says, honor your father and your mother. That is very important, because as he honors the father, he honors the mother, the son will definitely grow to respect himself and also to respect others. That can also have an impact on his emotional and the emotional growth and also understanding of situations. The other thing that is very important is to help the kid or the son to be a man of integrity. By that, he should always know how to do good things at the right time and in the right way. That will significantly enhance or help him to grow in relationship. The other thing is that the son must also be taught to take responsibilities. Whenever things have been messed up, he should own the mistakes. Say, hey, I made a mistake, or I didn't do this thing right, rather than giving excuses. I failed to do this because of ABCD. I think that is not right. The other thing the father can still teach the son is to love others. That mm-hmm. is to be interested in the welfare of others. Mm-hmm. It is always be good to help others, to be interested in others. Mm-hmm. And we would also encourage fathers to teach their son to love God. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They need to love God so that the things of God must take a good priority in the life of the son. And also, as they grow in becoming adults, they should also learn to respect let's say, women. Women must be respected. And they learn to make these relationships that may lead later in marriage. That means they should also know how to treat women with respect and dignity. These would be some of the things I would highlight as the father enhances the son's life of relationships.
Well, you've touched already on this next question I would have asked. How can a father help his son navigate the challenges of adolescence and adulthood?
So the father can enhance the, or can help through the, help the son to navigate through the challenges of adolescence and adulthood or early adulthood. This is usually the time of transition, such that he has to be fully involved in helping the kid grow and experience life, but also in charting the way forward, that is to, as he makes decisions for the future. But for this to take place, I suggest that you have to start early. You prepare your child at least to face the adolescence, but also the early adulthood by supporting the son. You can also help to make sure that he is living in a safe environment, to make sure that the place where he goes to, whatever he does in life, he should know that there are some good places where he can go. There are some choices that he can make, but those choices should always be positive choices. It is also important as the son is moving into adolescence or adulthood that they should, we need to help our sons to create an atmosphere of honesty and that of mutual trust and respect. These things must be addressed early, or we should say that our sons should be taught these things early. They need to be honest in whatever they are doing, whatever they are assigned to do. Honesty should be there, and there should also be trust, mutual trust between the parents and the father and the son. And then we can also create a culture of open communication. That means we can say how things are moving or whatever things, challenges that you are facing. Let the son be encouraged to speak out rather than just keeping things in the heart. That would not be a good thing. So we need to help our sons as they go into adolescence as well as in the adulthood. But we should also help our kids to, or our sons to, live a life of independence. But at the same time, while they are independent, they need also to forge ahead, to be able to move. I mean, they can excel, but going through the right channels or having a right direction. Maybe that's what I can suggest.
Now, what would you say are some of the challenges facing early childhood education for boys?
The challenges would be many. Maybe just to highlight a few. One of them is the father should know what are the things that the son is interested in. And those things would definitely shape up the career which the child or the son will go into later in life. There are times when parents would say, okay, I have this son, because I'm a lawyer, then my son should be a lawyer. Or I'm a doctor, my son should be a doctor. I feel that is not right. It is important that you can look at the son and help the son to do the thing that he is passionate for. So when there's passion, whatever he's doing, you can encourage that and help him to make the right choices. So as we face the early childhood education, these things must be addressed early in life so that the path in which the son is going to take can be clearly mapped. The other challenge that is there is the type of teachers that are going to teach our kids. So we should be interested to know, where am I sending my kid to school? Is this school going to uphold the values, the Christian values, and also the family values that we are putting? And that is the role of the father. So knowing the right school would also help, so that he can make right judgment. While you look at that, the other thing is also the resources. As you look at the education of your kids, you should also look in advance, how am I going to support my kid as he goes to this kind of school? So those could be some of the things that they are facing the early childhood education. And I think there could be more, but these could be some of the things that we can highlight. We would also want to follow the kid as go through the education to know what the peers that he is hanging up with, so that we can help the kid to make right and informed decision in having good people who can help the son to grow.
Thank you so much for that. Now, I must thank you so much for coming through, my pastor. Perhaps one of the things that I may have missed, maybe from yesterday's conversation, about how tough the fathers are when they are raising their sons as opposed to raising their daughters. Is this a fact or is just fiction?
This could be a fact.
Okay.
There are times maybe there's that preferential treatment whereby the sons are given rough time,
mm-hmm.
unlike the daughters.
Mm-hmm.
But I think sons, I mean the father should do balance these things. They should mm-hmm. not be favoritism in my way,
mm-hmm.
because the sons and the daughters will have different roles in the family as well as the way they look up at things.
Mm-hmm.
I would feel like it is important that as fathers we need to have an appropriate model of parenting our sons. So let's be firm with our sons. Let's guide them fairly and well. As we do that, we should also do the same to our daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the treatment will be a little bit different, but that should not be preferential. It should be something that is well geared to support our kids.
Well, beautiful one. Thank you, Pastor, so much for joining us this afternoon. Always, always a pleasure talking to you. Have a good evening, Father.
Thank you. Thank you.
Goodbye.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.